Welcome to the Redneck Dentist Podcast. I am Doc Mike, host of the podcast. A series of Forrest Gump-like events have brought me to where I am, a small-town country dentist. My experiences in country living, country freedom, country dentistry, and my reactions to pertinent current events will help you live a life of more freedom and less worry. Thank you for choosing the Redneck Dentist Podcast. So let's get to today's freedom-inspiring episode. Hey, this is Doc Mike, the Redneck Dentist. I know I have to recut that a little higher, a little more oomph to that audio there. Hey, thanks for joining me live here on Real Liberty Media. You can catch me live every Wednesday and Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. I appreciate you guys joining me live and getting in the chat room at reallibertymedia.com. Come in there, join in the chat, say hello. I'll probably say hello back, at least. Wow, what a week it has been here. This is going to be a pretty heavy program, I think, in my opinion. It may not be, who knows. But we're going to start out with some kind of, you know, less heavy stuff, let's say. Did I cover everything? Yeah, I did. If I didn't, I'll get back to it. The weather here has been outstanding for a couple days, maybe even a few days, but it's not going to continue. So it was like mid-70s, mostly sunny, maybe a little hazy, high clouds, but pretty dang nice here in Oregon, Western Oregon to be exact. So, yeah, it's been fantastic. Been outside a lot and got a lot of sunshine, starting to make that vitamin D. I don't have to take, you know, well, no, I still take supplements. But anyway, yeah, and today, so, but for the next 5 days, going to rain. Well, starting tomorrow, kind of afternoon, evening. Hey, it's all good, though. We need the rain, and the sunshine kind of gets everything growing, warms up the soil. I've seen some beautiful snakes out, which I haven't seen since, of course, wintertime set in, or probably late fall. And I happen to love snakes because I know they eat rodents and I hate rodents. So, and man, when those snakes come out of the ground this time of year, you know, I think they shed almost instantly when they come out. Maybe as they come out of the ground, they shed. I don't know, but their skin is just so beautiful. We have gopher snakes and garter snakes, and there's one other kind of indigo something snake or rubber boa or something here in Oregon that's really rare, but we've had two on the property in 20 years. We've seen two. So that's kind of cool. Hey, we got to meet Ruby today, the golden retriever pup. She's 5 weeks old. She was actually born on Easter. I thought she was born the day after Easter, but actually the announcement that she was born was the day after Easter. She was actually born on Easter this year, which, of course, that won't happen all the time. Her birthday won't be on Easter is what I'm saying. But, yeah, oh, my gosh, what a cuddly, beautiful, cute little girl. And I put some pictures up on Imgur. I don't know how you say that. But that link will be in the show notes if I remember. Okay, I got to write it down. Show notes, Ruby picks. Okay, link. All right, now maybe I won't forget. Who knows? Let's see. Started the new work schedule this week, so this is kind of crazy. I had today off, which was awesome because it was a beautiful day, and I only worked 2 days. And then a day off, and then 2 days, and then a weekend, and, you know, repeat, except this weekend is Memorial Day here in the United States. So we'll be getting, I'll be getting Monday off next, this coming weekend too. So that's kind of cool. Gives me a little chance to get used to the schedule. But anyway, the new schedule involves those kids in Salem, a clinic down there, and I'm doing, you know, root canals on these kids, and, that worked out really well Monday. You know, kind of get oriented to the new clinic. Luckily, I get to take my awesome assistants with me, so that works out really well. I don't have to get used to a new assistant. And it seemed like everything went well. We did five patients. I can't remember now. Was it 15? Like 15 canals, something like that. So didn't complete them all because I couldn't. Some rules prevent us from completing a root canal if certain things are present, and I couldn't do that. So, but you know, we instrumented a lot of canals. Saw five kids, and I think we're going to see between. We'll probably see 7 or 8 kids a day that I'm down there, and I'm only down there maybe one day a month unless they want to set up more days. And that's fine, because like doing root canals all day long, man, it's I know this sounds so stupid. It's brutal. I mean that in the you know, I don't mean I'm working hard. I mean it's mentally stressful to work on kids who are sedated or under general anesthesia, and to be doing root canals like one after another. That's kind of rough work. But yeah, I was mentally shot by the end of the day. But it could have been because it was a new experience too. I don't know. And then the other thing, you know, the thing I told you guys before on the show, more recently came up in the last couple of weeks, this grant to try and get keep the clinic open more, or to work more days, and they're offering double pay if you work a day that you're not normally scheduled to work, which for me would be, well, now Wednesdays and Saturdays. And we'll find out tomorrow if they are going to have us do that. The way they did it, they said, hey, there's this opportunity. If you want to work some days, submit them, and we'll approve them or not approve them. So we'll see. I'm really expensive, so they might not approve me to work those days, which would be fine because, you know, I'm getting old. It's tough to put in that many days. It's not strenuous work, though, thank God. But, you know, I always say no matter what you do, you end up wearing something out. You know, no matter what job you do for your lifetime, you do it day after day after day, eventually you're going to wear something out, and that's just the way it goes. So, one sec, got to, you know, allergies. All right, back. Okay, my tip for the week, like I try and have some kind of survival something every week, you know, just make your life better, or protect yourself or whatever. My tip this week is to quit school. If you're between kindergarten and senior in high school, quit. Get out. It's not safe on any level. It is not safe to be in a public school. And I have a long, well, maybe not. I think it's going to be a long discussion about that coming right up with the shooting that happened in Texas. You know, you're going to hear the same old stuff from the same old politicians, but that is not what you're going to hear here. I don't have those views that those idiots have. I have stuff that makes sense, like quit school. And I'm going to give you the reasons why you should quit school. Go homeschool. Go online school. Go anywhere but public school. Anyway, we'll get into that in a minute. I got one really stupid story to tell you first. This is actually kind of hilarious, because you know how I feel about celebrities and politicians and lawyers. And celebrities, I mean actors, actresses, musicians, you know, everybody who's made it big and thinks all of a sudden they're a freaking genius. Well, we have one of our own here in Oregon. Let me get her name up here. Because I don't want to, you know, I want to make sure she gets credit. Jury finds Nancy Crampton Brophy guilty in the murder of her husband. So this is what this genius did. I've never read any of her work. I don't know if she's a good author or not. But she lives here in Oregon, and her husband taught at this culinary institute in Portland. One day he winds up dead at the school, like at the Culinary Institute, shot to death. His wife, who's this one who was just convicted today, she had written a book, How to Kill Your Husband. And she apparently followed her own logic about how to kill your husband and not get caught. And she did that through a number of ways, like assembling a gun from parts, you know, kind of like a ghost gun. Although I don't think it was really a ghost gun. It was partially a ghost gun. And anyway, the trial went on. I didn't really pay attention to it. I actually thought she would probably get off in Oregon. And they actually found her guilty. And there's some pretty damning evidence why she was found guilty. I mean, number one, she wrote a book, How to Kill Your Husband and Get Away with It. And then she followed her own advice, which is kind of the point I was getting to. Like, don't think you're an author, and you're even a good author, and maybe you've sold a lot of books. Don't think the stuff that you say is that genius, because it probably isn't. There's probably some holes in your theories, and turns out in your practices, too. So anyway, the sad thing is, apparently the students at this Culinary Institute, he'd been there a long time, and they really loved him. Everybody really loved him. And I think that, you know, some of the stuff that came out in the trial was like he was worth more dead than alive because he wasn't ever going to retire, and maybe she didn't have a good retirement plan, and, you know, she wanted more money now. She's not going to be needing it where she's going, but yeah, pretty interesting. And she was pretty cocky the few times I did see her, and kind of combative on the stand, which I don't blame her one single bit, man. If my life was on the line for some kind of crime, I'd probably be pretty testy too. All right. I want to say, I'm going to pull this story up. Thank God for people like this. Border Patrol agent rushed into Texas school and killed shooter without waiting for backup. Thank God for you, man, whoever you are. I see his name in here. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to say it. But let's just say this. Probably there's going to be a lawsuit because this guy didn't follow instructions. Or probably he's going to be fired because he's in the U.S. Border Patrol. And the last thing this administration wants is for Border Patrol agents to be not following instructions, for crying out loud. But thank God this guy did, or who knows how many more people would have been killed. There's no picture. I don't know if he's white or black or Hispanic or whatever. You know, good for him. Good for him for just going, hey, you know, screw it. I'm going in. I'm not waiting for backup. I'm not waiting to, you know, talk to this person and see if they're having a mental issue or whatever. I'm just going to go in and take care of the situation. And he did. And who knows if he saved any more lives or not, but he did it. Didn't wait. And, you know, that's a problem today with a ton of people. And I'm going to get into kind of the school system here in a minute. Not that I'm going to try and lay blame at any particular person's feet, but there's a lot of people who could assume some of the blame for what happens in these kind of situations. And I'm so sick of hearing politicians come out, the leftist politicians come out, and act all emotional, like they care about the children. They don't give a crap about any of those children. And I'm gonna make my point. It's not like I'm just gonna say that and leave it out there like, okay, you can believe this or not. I'm gonna make my point here in a few minutes. But I wanted to get through this. So this guy, okay, just imagine all of this. Number one, this administration. I don't like cops going in shooting up bad people. Because, you know, we could reform them. You know, we got to find out what happened. And, you know, I mean, because this guy wasn't a white supremacist, we got to go find out what happened. You know, like, was something wrong in his childhood? Thanks God he's gone and we don't have to worry about that. And, you know, they will refer to this guy as a kid, too. You watch this. They're going to refer to this 18-year-old man who killed these children and teachers as a kid. And they're going to, you know, play on that emotion. He was a full-grown man, made that decision. If it was Kyle, I mean, full-grown man, right? And a terrorist and a white supremacist and on and on and on. But they're not going to say that about this guy. Matter of fact, you haven't seen anything. You know, no label has been placed on this guy yet because they just can't figure it out. It doesn't fit their narrative. So anyway, let's move on because this is the stuff I want to get into. Oh, I kind of already started. Why don't we have a slogan or a label or political assignment, etc., for this murderer yet? I'm hearing so much banter about mental illness. Is that going to be the label because he isn't fully white and he isn't a conservative or Republican? I mean, you know, before we were immediately, you know, labeling and time again, the playbook gets played out, you know, oh, is it a white guy? Okay, white supremacist, conservative, ultra MAGA. That's who we have here. Ultra MAGA is the, you know, most dangerous terrorist organization in the world, according to Biden. Oh, and let's not forget, Biden just blew up a bunch of kids with a drone only some months ago. You know, and he acts like this is some disaster. Hell, he almost killed as many kids with one drone strike as this guy shot up in the school. But yeah, we won't bring that up again. You know, we don't want to, you know, it's too raw for us to start talking about the kids that Biden killed with his drone strike because of lousy intel or whatever. Like why he, you know, that huge mistake was made, but he was part of it. He's killed a lot more kids than that since he's been elected, but we will get to it eventually. Let's see. Oh, yeah, there's been some talk that this 18-year-old male was trans, and I can only call that gossip at best, because I saw one photo. It was obviously photoshopped, and so I don't know if that was real or not. But is the mainstream media saving any labels in case it turns out that he is trans? Then it'll be mental illness that caused this gun violence, not the gun. And not this man's political affiliation. So, so I think they're withholding that. Oh, yeah, I know, because I'm getting really excited. I'd turn my mic down a tiny bit, but thank you for that in the chat. So if it turns out that he's trans, then you're going to hear a lot about mental illness. Actually, you're already hearing a lot about mental illness being the cause of this guy going in and killing, you know, a bunch of kids and teachers in the school because he doesn't fit the other narrative that they always want to put on him, that he's a white supremacist or whatever. So of course now it's going to be some kind of mental illness. And if the guy was a trans, I mean, you know, that'd be perfect, because then it would be like, see, we've put so much pressure on these trans people, these young trans people, you know, we have to support them more so they won't go in and shoot up schools. You're going to hear retarded logic like that. I can guarantee it. If this kid turns, a man turns out to be trans, that's what you're going to hear, is that, you know, we've got to have this education starting in kindergarten. We've got to be able to sit with your child in a private room without any supervision and without any possibility that they're going to talk to their parents about our conversations and our actions in that private room so that they don't go into schools and kill a bunch of other students. The logic is unbelievable. But you will hear it. I guarantee you, you're going to hear that in the next few weeks. If indeed he turns out to be trans or gay or any of those letters that they have lined up now so long, I don't think any of us care to say them all. Well, unless you're in one of those groups, I guess you memorize the list of letters that you have to say. Isn't this going to take a little fire off of the statements that the Ultra MAGA is the most dangerous terrorist group in the world? I mean, they, the Ultra MAGA guy, apparently could only manage 10 deaths in his latest rampage, and this guy got 22. So, yeah, I think Biden's going to have to reshape that statement a little bit, you know, and really start looking at things. Of course, he won't because he's so far gone, man. So out of touch, it's unbelievable. While there is only one person responsible for these murders, there is a full-grown man that is the full-grown man, scumbag, POS. There are plenty of other people to line up in the blame category. The U.S. government, in their infinite wisdom, declared schools gun-free zones back in the 90s. My direct interpretation of gun-free zones means target-rich environment with no resistance. How stupid is this? Like, okay, since the 90s, schools have been gun-free zones, right? That has stopped all of these shootings. You understand? These are gun-free zones. Everybody knows they're gun-free zones, which should stop all of those shootings because criminals follow the rules. Right? Criminals pay attention. They read this, you know, they see the school zone sign as they're rolling up. You know, they obey the speed limit. They wouldn't carry a gun in their car loaded if it's illegal to do so. I mean, it's illegal. Hello? Gun-free zone. You can't bring a gun in here. Sorry, you're going to have to leave that at the door. Oh, yeah. But we've defunded the police and asked the safety officers to get out of our schools. So what do we do now? We have our kids. We have our kids, the children of the United States. We have them group up in a room, shelter in place in this gun-free zone. So that when dude with a gun shows up, he can just kill massive amounts of people because they are all in one frickin' room. Man, I would tell my kids, if I had kids in public school right now and you can't actually just quit and leave, I would be telling my kids, you don't listen to anybody in that facility. If they say shelter in place, you run for your frickin' life. Run. Don't stop and wait. Run. Run in a zigzag pattern as fast as you frickin' can. Run. Get out. Get away. Don't sit in a barrel waiting to be shot. This dude killed, I don't know how many people. Were all of them in one room? Shelter in place. That worked out fine. But are we going to hear about this? Are we going to hear about how the government has constantly effed up and put children at risk? No, you're not going to hear it. Are you going to hear how Biden 30 years ago was, you know, all in on this gun-free zone because they were so sure that was going to stop shootings or prevent shootings on school grounds. That was genius. Don't want to lose my place. Yeah. Yeah, the U.S. government wants death. They want us to hate each other to the point of killing each other. And the earlier in life, the better, because they don't have to, you know, provide for us. If we're gone at a young age, they don't have a lot of money invested in us. And I mean, how much sense? Seriously, I hate the fact that we have shelter in place. You know, I tell my employees, we have a shelter in place. Yeah, we have a shelter in place rule at work. That's how crazy this is going. They tell adults to shelter in place. Are you kidding me? The minute I hear there's a shelter in place order, number one, grabbing my gun. Number two, I'm hauling ass. I am not sheltering in place. And I told my staff the same thing. You run for your life. We're not staying here. We're not locking the doors and staying in here. I'm not. I will lay down some cover fire for you, though, if you want to get in your car. Oh, there's going to be people who are just pissed when they hear that. It's true. I would do it. Oh, my goodness. See, there's even humor in disastrous freaking topics. Oh. Yeah, so the government, they want deaths, and the younger the better. That's why they allow full-term abortions and infanticide. The U.S. government takes away rights to life from the very beginning at birth. Now you still don't have rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They think they know best. No life for you. Directly opposing what the founders of this country wanted. They force people to put their kids in public schools where they do not teach them to think. This is an honest-to-God example right here in the totally messed up state of Oregon, where you do not have to know how to read, how to write, or how to do arithmetic to graduate from high school in Oregon. You know what the important things are. We don't even teach kids to identify problems anymore, and we certainly don't teach kids how to solve problems anymore. It's the one thing that I try and instill in our grandkids. It's not so much just how to do stuff. How do you solve a problem? Number one, recognize the problem. Number two, figure out all of the freaking options you have to solve that problem. There's more than one option, more than likely. Think about it. But we don't even teach them to think. It's like impossible for them to think, because we guide them step by step of the way, every single little tiny detail. And now it's not important to read, write, or arithmetic. What's important is that you identify your gender correctly, that you are taught critical race theory, that you understand that you're either the privileged class or the oppressed class, that this person is better than you, you're worse than them, you're never going to achieve this, you're not allowed to go do that. So listen, you just need to know how to politic correctly. You just need to know how to identify yourself correctly. I mean, how stupid is it that we talk to children who are like enraged with hormones, and we're asking them if they're comfortable in their own body? I mean, that makes so little sense to me. Hell, nobody is comfortable in their body when you're going through puberty. And I heard the other day, they did a study that puberty, and remember I was talking about, I don't know, in the last 2 weeks about young women, girls in school, and how it appeared that they were maturing so much earlier. Guess what? It's 18 months, oh, 15 months earlier than they reached puberty 30 years ago, something like that. So it's a real thing. Now, whether it's the reason that I'm saying, like all the crap they put in the milk and food, you know, screwing them all up, I don't know. But they're just saying that in the United States, girls are hitting puberty 15 months earlier than they did like 20, 30 years ago, which is exactly what I was saying in that show. I wish I could remember. It doesn't matter. That's history. Yeah, and so not only do we teach these kids what the problems are, but then we go into great detail about how you can solve these problems. Well, really not so great detail, because they don't have much of an attention span. So you got to keep it short, 240 characters or less. You have to keep it short, like 5-8 minute videos, you know, or less, because their attention span is so damn short. We haven't taught them, like, they're not learning how, like, any survival skill whatsoever, like how to cook a meal without a microwave, how to grow food, how to actually make food or get meat, killing animals, harvesting animals, harvesting food, growing food. Oh no, they don't know how to do any of that stuff. Just throw it in a microwave. You know, well, you go to the store, you go to that section, you get some ramen noodles, one cup of water in the microwave, you know, add it to the noodles, you're good to go. No, we teach them how to ignore history, number one. Because we all know history does repeat itself, and history is a great tool to learn by. Nope, we identify the problems for them. White man bad. Orange man bad. Yeah, racist. Conservatives. Corporations. And then we spell out what you need to do. Yeah, go get in line. Go riot. No, just carry this sign. It doesn't matter what it says. You know, we have to be able to kill babies when they're born, after they're born. Now we have to be able to kill them because, you know, we have the right. Our body, our choice. Well, except if we're talking about vaccines, then we change that rule a little bit. So just march here with your little sign talking about how much you support abortion and infanticide when you don't even know that's what you're marching for. Or better yet, let's throw the climate at you. Here's the problem. The climate is changing. We only have 9 years before the world is going to come to an end. 9 years, we got to get to it. You have to march and you have to tell these adults how they have to live and how they have to behave, and you have to make the laws change. Or you only have 8 years left. You know, it's almost too late. You got to get out there and, you know, you got to stand for climate change. You got to stand for restricting carbon emissions. You got to get out there and push solar power and wind power. Because you aren't going to have an environment if you don't get out here and make these adults change their mind. Just hold this little sign. Go out there, march. Yeah, see, your parents are doing it. We all believe it. We all believe the world is going to end. Yeah. I mean, outside of this country, pretty much nobody believes it. Well, there's probably some. But you can see plenty of countries that absolutely don't buy the BS. Not one single bit. The crazy thing is, we actually don't even buy that stuff, because as long as we can continue to buy fossil fuels from other countries, you know, as long as we're ruining another country, it doesn't really affect the environment, you see? Because that's not our environment. It's, you know, that's not this Earth environment. That's China's Earth environment. You know, it's different. So the world isn't going to end if we mine heavy metals and if we mine, you know, drill for oil and, you know, pump crude oil out of the ground and refine it, and natural gas, and frack other countries. All that's okay, because that's not our Earth environment. It's their Earth environment. And remember, slavery is bad. It's horrible. But it's okay in other countries, right? It's just not, it's not good that we did slavery. It's not good that Europeans participated in slavery. It's not good that Africans participated in slavery, or Egyptians, or Iranians, or Iraqis. You know, pretty much every civilization that's ever lived has had slaves. It's bad, remember, it's bad. But it's okay in some countries like China, because, well, we have to make a certain amount of profit, and slaves are really cheap. So, yeah, it's okay. They treat them pretty good. Like, you know, they do get to eat, you know, something. And they probably only have to work 16, 18, 20 hours a day. And they get, you know, they get to sleep, you know, on a concrete block for 4, 6, maybe 8 hours, and then, you know, back to it. Oh, yeah, and we did that because their religious beliefs just aren't, they're not quite what we wanted in our country, you know, here in China. Yeah, that's, we have to re-educate them. We have to put them in, you know, these camps for a while, until they kind of like see the light and drop their beliefs and their religion and their God. So, you know, by enslaving them in these re-education centers, you know, they're going to come around. So they won't always be slaves, right? They won't always, you know, try and return to their own culture. They will join our culture here in China. That's what we're teaching our kids. That's what this country is teaching kids, to be terrified of their future. What do we give them? What do we give kids today to look forward to? Certainly not climate. Think of this. Just imagine right now, if you were a 16-year-old kid, what have you been waiting to do? Well, normally, what would you have been waiting to do the last couple years? Drive, right? Like, get your driver's license so you can have some freedom. Yeah, you're still under mom and dad's, you know, whatever. But, you know, you're going to get that car. Have some freedom. You're going to drive. Go to the prom. You're going to go out drinking. You know, yeah, I'm not encouraging it. I'm saying, we all been there. We all done it. You know, you're underage, you're going to go drink some beers at the lake, at the mountain, at the beach, wherever you're going. What do? We just laid $5 plus gas on them. How many of those kids do you think are going anywhere on $5 per gallon gas? And what are we selling it as? You know, what's the story that we're selling this increase in gas prices? Because Putin started a war? Sorry, prices were up long before Putin started a war. But fossil fuel is bad, so, you know, you 16-year-old, you should go out and buy an $80,000 Tesla electric car so you're not using fossil fuel, you dirt bag. What the hell? Where have you been the last 16 years? Don't you know fossil fuel sucks? Don't you know Elon Musk is going to save the world with his Tesla cars and his Tesla solar panels and his hydrogen car I saw the other day? It was probably clickbait. Yeah, so these kids, man, they've been waiting forever. They were 2 years in quarantine. Been waiting forever to get to drive and go out and do stuff. Freaking cars are expensive as hell. Gas is ridiculously expensive. You know, and we make sure they understand just how effed up they are because they're driving a, you know, fossil fueled vehicle. Oh, I have a ton more, trust me. Yeah. Yeah, would you like to have a private conversation about your sexuality with the teacher in a private, secure location? And anything that is said there or done in there does not have to involve your parents. Yeah, you need... Oh, yeah. So these are the important things. You need to know how to properly put on a condom. So we make sure our kids, you know, from a ripe young age, know how to put on a condom and you can turn off your sound system for 60 seconds while I read the next part. Yeah, and you can't get pregnant if you're doing anal sex. These are the important things we have to tell our children who are in grade school, middle school, and high school. These things we want to make sure are extremely important up front. We don't want you going out having regular sex, you bastards. Oh my God, man. Yeah, it's a crazy, crazy world. Let me see. I want to make sure I don't want to miss anything. Yeah, no, we're good. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. Yeah, I think I mentioned this early, and before you listen to Biden and his fake emotional response or any other government official, remember, Biden killed kids with a drone. Oops. They all are complicit in endangering U.S. kids. They made school zones gun-free zones so your kids would have no defenses. They do drills to shelter in place. This is bull. Run for your effing life, I said. Do not depend on anyone else to save your life. And I mean that as a child, as an adult, as any human being on earth. There are no cops close enough to save your life. And as we have seen time after time after time, there are not enough concealed carry people in this world to save your life. There's a lot of stories about concealed carry and home defense people who have killed. I mean, every single day, if you look, you'll find a story of somebody who defended themselves or stopped themselves from dying because they were carrying. But you won't see it in the news. You know, if you don't really know how to go look for it, you won't see it. You won't find it. And it damn sure doesn't happen often enough. Time after time, I say, where are my friends? Where are all my concealed carry friends when somebody goes into a supermarket and starts shooting? And you can bet the pressure is going to become intense. I do not doubt for a minute that before this year is over with, we have the blue helmets right here in the United States trying to take our guns. More guns is what we need, not less. More education. You know what? If we actually sent kids to school to learn the basics and cut out all this other crap that should be part of their culture, part of their home life, you know, to learn about sex and condoms and freaking, you know, all that other socializing. You know, if we left that to families the way it used to be, and we just educated kids on how to, like, solve puzzles, which is problem solving, identify problems, use your skills to figure it out and fix it, everybody would be better off. Probably you could cut down school to about, you know, I don't know, 6 years. You know, let's get in, get it done, and get out. And go to work or go to college. I don't care. I don't know why you would these days, but yeah, we don't. We have all this politics to be taught in school now. And that's what's important. And look what it leads to. So not only, like, if you don't think this was designed, if this wasn't part of a grand plan 50 years ago, just think about it. Number one, start dumbing down the students 40 years ago, 50 years ago. I don't know when it actually started making that transition. But it's been a while. It's been a few decades now that we've had really dumb people coming out of school. So dumb them down real good. You know, change the narrative of what we're going to teach in school. Make it all about politics. You know, isolate those students in buildings. Remove the guns. Remove the protection. And just have everybody so flipping pissed off at each other that they're ready to kill each other. That's what we're doing in our schools. Now, I don't have the timeline down exactly. I don't have all the relevant, hang on, steps that took place, because that's not really what I wanted to cover today. But I mean, it makes sense to me. It just makes sense to me. We created, the U.S. government created this very scenario. They made this happen. They're responsible. And I mean, every single one of those retards who you're going to see day after day. I saw some senator representative damn near crying on whatever floor it was about how long are we going to let this go on. I'm thinking, hey, you idiot, you're part of the problem. You are literally part of the problem because you've been brainwashed into thinking that your stupid laws actually stop this. Man, just go pull out your stupid little law book and find gun-free zones and tell me how did that stop this. It didn't. You know, and there's this huge push about getting the ghost guns. You know, how many freaking ghost guns? I mean, it just became popular, like really popular more recently. Some people have done it for decades. But not the way you can do it today with printers. Oh, yeah, I'm not saying that. Yeah, I am. Yep, you can print up a gun. Sure, easy. Or you can assemble guns by buying all the different parts, you know, and the big push is now to get these ghost guns. Ghost guns probably haven't killed 100 people since there's been ghost guns. Yeah, they spent 2 years killing millions. They're still not done. We have to inject the children. That today they act like they care about. So you noticed in the last week, all of these drug companies, all of these vaccine companies were given the okay to be given to kids 5 years and older. Even though I think more than half of the country and the world is aware that this vaccine doesn't do a damn thing. It doesn't do anything that we thought vaccines should do the whole rest of our lifetimes. yet they have to now push it on the kids. Yeah, talk about mass shooting. Just wait a few weeks and see how many kids get shot by the U.S. government. Seriously, it's coming. It's coming. They had the whole scenario laid out, like when these vaccines were going to get approval. They already had all the meeting dates lined out. Some of them were in June. Some of them were in May. And then when they could start giving this crappy, worthless frickin' juice to the kids in the country. And then, of course, they have the whole other scenario playing out that, cases are on the rise. We're getting close to election time. We're going to might have to lock down again. You need to start wearing your mask in places where there's a lot of people, like in public places where there's a lot of people. We need you to wear your mask now. Nope. No. Nope. Your vaccine doesn't do anything. Most of us are going to survive. Screw you and your mask mandate and your social distancing and your, keep away from family members. I heard somebody say, I think that was at the World Economic Forum or something. I couldn't have been. I think it was a World Health Organization meeting. They were like, what we're finding is that most of these transmissions are taking place in family units, in homes where there's generations of people living. We need to go in there and pull them out. Seriously. We need to go in there and take out those people that are causing the sickness in that house. Oh my God. I'm truly losing my mind. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, what do we give these school-age children to look forward to? A world of wars, critical race theory, what you cannot achieve in your life, climate change will end the world in 10 years, basically lie after lie of doom and gloom. Seriously. Like, is there anybody in... Like, is there anything positive being taught in schools today? In schools in the United States today? I have no idea. It's like if you take this current administration, can anybody name me one single thing they've done well? Seriously, I'm open. There's got to be something. I mean, nobody sucks that badly that they can't get one thing right once in a while. I mean, even a blind squirrel gets a nut once in a while, right? Just stumbles into it. I mean, there's got to be something. And I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything positive that this administration has to say about this country. Kind of reminds me of Barack. Oh, well, I guess there's probably a good reason for that. Yeah, what positive, exciting future is the school system telling kids today? And how do these kids, exactly, how do these kids get the truth when the social media platforms that they have been raised on censor all dissension, all opposing views, even just any kind of stimulating conversation because number one, these kids aren't prepared to debate anything. They've been prepared to know certain things and to respond a certain way. They're not armed. They haven't been given the skill set to talk about anything because their social media platforms, which is pretty much all they have now, limits what they hear. Completely censors everything. I mean, from their school books to their social time to their, activities, if they decide to get into, sports or extracurricular, activities like, art, drama, chess club, whatever, you all got to obey the rules. We got to make sure you're using the right pronouns. You know, you can't, you have to let everybody be a part of it and everybody has to win. Remember when that started happening? Yeah, there's no winners and losers. We're all getting a trophy. Really? What did that do, honestly? Keep some people from having their feelings hurt? Sorry. You're going to get your feelings hurt time and time again, more than likely. It's going to happen in your life. I've been so greatly blessed. I, honest to God, I've had those things, yeah, that totally break my heart completely. I've had some bad days, but overall, so greatly blessed throughout my life. I don't know what it would be like to live not knowing that there was going to be good days, that there were going to be great events. But we're not preparing people to deal with that. Basically, we're preparing people for the end of the world. That's what we're doing. And not even doing a good job at that, for crying out loud. Although, sort of, if you think about it. So if we've made the government, you know, the all-knowing government, the ones that are here to protect you, and you have been brainwashed throughout your childhood to believe that, yeah, you're going to go running in and get a vaccine from the idiots who are just trying to kill you. And if you don't believe that they're trying to kill you, honestly, go re-listen to this show from, you know, podcast. Seriously. Listen to all the ways the government sets you up to be killed if they don't get you at birth. Or shortly after, they will try and get you eventually, especially now. It just seems like, you know, if you're young or old, we're going to get you. If you're in between, we're eventually going to get you because you're going to be old eventually. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Monkeypox, get ready. Avian flu, get ready. There's some part of me that really wonders what is going to be like eventually in the next year or two. Like what? I guess in some ways I'm afraid to see what's going to happen to some people who have like zero skills. I know Moose Girl says often in the chat room, you know, having a plan. That's right. Having a plan is important. There's people here who have no idea how to put a plan together. Hell, you talk to them. You can talk to them if you're out and about, if you have any kind of, you know, ability to see other people. I know there's some people who are still in lockdown mode, and they don't get out and talk, and they certainly don't talk about stuff that's controversial, and hell, they may not even know, because, you know, they're getting the same censorship that, you know, a ton of other people are getting. So they don't even know, you know, they could ask questions, or that they could, I mean, they are unable to plan because they have no idea what to plan for. They may think everything's great because Biden and this administration says, oh yeah, this inflation's transitory, you know, it's going to go away, it's looking really good. We have the most employment numbers, the lowest unemployment in years. We've created the most job of any sitting president ever, and they just believe it. Okay, it looks like I'm out of time. Hey, thank you guys for hanging with me and listening to me live. I'll catch you on the podcast, or I'll catch you Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. It was fun. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Redneck Dentist Podcast. Please show your support for the podcast. This podcast is not on the biggest platforms, but it is on the best free speech platforms. Until next time, remember, all bleeding eventually stops.